speak ill of him that is my husband. Oh, poor my lord. What tongue shall smooth thy name when I, thy 3 hours' wife, have mangled it? But wherefore, villain, didst thou kill my cousin? That villain cousin would have killed my husband. Back, foolish tears. Back to your native spring. Your tributary drops belong to woe, which you mistaking offer up to joy. My husband lives that Tybalt would have slain, and Tybalt's dead that would have slain my husband. All this is comfort. Wherefore weep I then? Some word there was, worser than Tybalt's death, that murdered me. I would forget it fain, but oh, it presses to my memory, like damned guilty deeds to sinners' minds. Tybalt is dead, and Romeo banished. That banished, that one word banished, hath slain 10,000 Tybalts. Tybalt's death was woe enough if it had ended there, or if sour woe delights in fellowship, and needly will be ranked with other griefs, why followed not when she said, Tybalt's dead, thy father or thy mother, nay, or both, which modern lamentation might have moved? But with a rearward following Tybalt's death, Romeo is banished. To speak that word, is father, mother, Tybalt, Romeo, Juliet, all slain, all dead. Romeo is banished. There is no end, no limit, measure bound in that word's death. No words can that woe sound. Where is my father and my mother, nurse?
Weeping and wailing over Tybalt's corpse. Will you go to them? I will bring you thither.
Wash they his wounds with tears. Mine shall be spent when theirs are dry for Romeo's banishment. Take up those cords. Poor ropes, you are beguiled. Both you and I, for Romeo is exiled. He made you for a highway to my bed, but I, a maid, die maiden widowed. Come, cords. Come, nurse, out of my wedding bed, and death, not Romeo, take my maidenhead.
Hide your chin. I'll find Romeo to comfort you. I wot well where he is. Hark ye, your Romeo will be here at night. I'll to him. He is hid at Lauren's cell.
Oh, find him. Give this ring to my true knight and bid him come to take his last farewell.